You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Well, I had gone to see Joe Conley and Bob Mosher. They were looking for someone to play opposite Buddy Ibsen. And we were improvising, and I can remember I was running down the stairs and greeting him and all this stuff. They were very kind, walked me to the car and put me in the car to go home. And I was thinking all the way home, this is the dumbest thing I've ever done. I'm wasting their time because my husband and I were going to Spain where he was directing a picture. That was Thursday. Well, unfortunately, I lost him on Saturday. And about 6 months later, I got a call from my agent to go see Bob Mosher and Joe Conley. And they handed me a script, said, we want to see how you look. We're going to make a pilot. And it was Leave It to Beaver. And so I didn't have to do anything. He just gave it to me. And it was, I knew that script was great. It was. And Richard Deacon was in it, who later became Mr. Rutherford in the show. He was playing somebody else. It was a happy experience for me. Very timely. Oh, yes. It was about the boys saving bottle caps to win a bicycle. And it was called not Leave It to Beaver, but A Small World. And Mr. Rutherford, Richard Deacon, was the one who was supposed to give the bicycle. Well, a long story, it was all a hoax. And so the kids were very disappointed, and of course we got him a bicycle then, and it was fine. But I knew it was so well written. It was just great.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Ken Osmond, Eddie Haskell, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Frank, obviously you worked with her in the original show. You worked with her in the 80s, and you did other things in between. And while I haven't
considered Barbara my second mother for almost a half a century,
you just answered my question. I mean, this is really like a member of your family has left you.
Oh, there's no question. I was talking with Glenn Billingsley, Barbara's son, who I've also known since high school. And I said to him, I said, well, Glenn, I said, you sound composed. And he goes, yeah. He says, Mom didn't really recognize me the last time I saw her. And he says, so I knew we were close. And Ken and I went there for just before they honored our show at the Paley Center a couple months ago. And the first thing Barbara did was we bent down and we gave her a kiss. And she goes, my boys. And then she says, okay, who wants milk and cookies? So I raised my hand, Kenny raised his hand, and the lady brought us milk and cookies. That's true. That's a true story.
The lady being the caretaker.
The caretaker.
Yes.
Because Barbara was bedridden, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we talked about the quality of the new show, and that we were quite happy with the job that Shout Factory did and the job Stuart did. And We kept it short and sweet. She knew about us being honored at the Paley Center, and I sort of was going to make a mention that I wanted to call her during the show from the Paley Center, but I stopped in my own tracks when I realized she didn't sound good, and Barbara's pride, I would never, ever let her do anything in public where she couldn't be Barbara, the classy lady.
And that audience in the Paley Center that night, Ed, was filled with true, and I mean true, Leave It to Beaver fans. When that show ended and the guys went out to the lobby, the line went out the door to shake hands and sign autographs. So Frank did the right thing because Barbara was not in great shape.
Frank, when did Barbara first realize that Leave It to Beaver was not just a television show, but really a touchstone for the baby boomer generation?
Actually, she realized it while we were still making it. It was the quality of the scripts and the stories that rang very, very true. And the funny thing is that we thought she overestimated it, and it turned out that we were underestimating it. And she was ever so right in how the public felt. And a couple of reporters today asked me, do you still have much contact with the public? And I said, as crazy as it sounds, after 53 years, I still get at least 20 fan letters every week. And, when we first went off the air, they used to deliver them in bags. But now, 53 years later, still get about 20 a week.
That's got to be gratifying.
Well, sure it is. It's a wonderful feeling. When I don't know if I mentioned, but I did this an autograph show today at the Universal Hilton. And when I was sitting in the room, I mean, I'm not really, I'm nothing special kind of guy. I don't walk around saying, hey, I'm Lumpy Rutherford, I'm Frank Bank. Things like that sort of grew over time. That the pride in the show came maybe in the last 10 to 20 years. And the pride now is very, very high. I grew my beard when I was cornered on top of the Washington Monument in 1967 by a bunch of teenagers, and they said, you're lumpy. And I went, well, you ain't so skinny yourself, kid. And I was stuck at the top of the Washington Monument. So I grew my beard, and I've had it now for 47 years, about 43 years. But my affection for the show, actually, it waned when the show was over. I had to turn down a part that would have been the part of a lifetime, right when the show was over, and I mean the part of a lifetime. And I then elected to retire from show business and go back to UCLA and get my degree and go on to finance. And I often think what would have happened had I not done it. But I think I made the best decision for myself and my family. And ultimately for myself, my ego going into the 21st century. We're very proud, Kenny and myself. We've never been jealous of Jerry and Tony one iota, because we think we're the funniest characters. And we sort of proved it in the last 3 years, where a lot of the shows were basically starring Lumpy and Eddie and Jerry and Tony, whereas the first 3 years, the shows were mostly starring Jerry and Tony. Leave It to Beaver's popularity is unprecedented. As shows came and went and shows came and went and shows came and went, we came and we came and we came. And for some reason, a network would recycle all their reruns, and we would be the only one that would come back for the next year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've been on the air for 53 years.
You've never been off the air, right?
We have never been off the air. We're the longest-running scripted show in television history. comedy or drama. We're the longest-running scripted show, and we've never been off the air. Now that everything is Huluing and direct and all that, it looks like we'll never be off, so...
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg, and who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
You can now purchase t-shirts, mugs, caps, hoodies, wall clocks, and other gifts with the TV Confidential logo from the official TV Confidential merchandise shop. For more information, go to televisionconfidential.com/merchandise or cafepress.com/TV Confidential, cafepress.com/TV Confidential.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.